Joining the Colorado Ag News Network inside the barn at this time is Greg Peterson, Executive Director with the Colorado Ag Water Alliance. Greg, welcome back inside the barn. How have you guys been handling the COVID situation the past 3-4 months?
Oh, thanks, Brian. I appreciate being here. It's been not easy to do a lot of outreach and education, and so mainly what we have been doing has either been digital or just working on with the individual or small groups of producers on grants or projects for loans and getting that done. So just doing what we can at the moment and just planning for things to get better later in the year and hoping on that.
You bet. And speaking of making plans, I know you guys have an event coming up, which is the main reason for our conversation today. You've got a crop residue management and water seminar that'll feature Joel Schneekloth, Regional Water Resource Specialist at Colorado State University, coming up Tuesday, July 28th from 8 to 8:45 that morning. Tell me a little bit more about what he's going to discuss and what that webinar is all about.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about crop residue management, which is just that field residue, stocks, WE in the field after harvest, and how can we manage this in a way, especially if you're in an area where your water is such a tight resource, and I'm sure many of your listeners are feeling that this summer with how dry it is. And what do we know about crop residue management? What impact can that have on retaining soil moisture and water resources and water from snow during the winter? What does a lot of the science and field studies say about the possible benefits of these? And how can this be implemented on your own farm? And what are some realistic outcomes and goals of implementing a crop residue management program? I know when I'm driving around the state, this is something that the past couple of years I see more and more often are people just leaving all that crop residue, that trash on the field after the end of harvest. And it would be, I think this is a really valuable tool that we have. It just doesn't get as much attention as other tools out there, and it would be good to just have a better understanding of what it can and can't do and how you can implement it on your own farm. Some of the questions I'll be asking Joel will really be around, well, what in a drought year like this, what can I do? How can it, is there any help, and what can I expect from one of these types of programs?
And this year we've seen everything in agriculture, from freeze to winter kill to frost damage to the high winds that have done damage, the hail storms that's come through, and then we've got pest problems too. Besides the drought, in the dryland areas that are raising wheat, we've saw a really high prevalence this year, later than normal, than I can ever remember, of wheat stem sawfly that just clear-cut fields. They were like lumberjacks out there clear-cutting trees when in these wheat fields. But the drought and the stem sawfly, when you look at the harvesters as they went out there with their combines, they had to make decisions, stick with the stripper header and try to get what they could from the top because the sawfly put everything on the ground already.
Yeah.
Then when you come back in there and say, oh, we're going to direct cut it. Well, if you cut it clear to the ground, there's no residue left. And once that straw, this drought-stricken straw, has gone through the combine, it's just dust. So this is going to be a really strange year to try to manage crop residue, I would think. I'm sure Joel's going to have some really good thoughts on that. But once that we've already faced the situation, the residue's on the ground because we had to in the dryland situation, in the wheat, for instance, I don't know what we can do. But in a normal year, I think leaving the residue up in the stripper headers is a really good thing to do if you can do it. But agriculture has really changed a lot over the last 10, 15 years. And then dealing with all these pressures we have that we have no control over. But under pivot, I could see having the crop residue standing for a circle of corn, for instance, would be great. So that's going to be a great a webinar. If folks are interested in hearing Joel Schneekloth at the Crop Residue Management and Water webinar coming up Tuesday, July 28th from 8 to 8:45 in the morning. Greg, what's the best way to do that?
So there's a couple ways to do it. We're picking that time, just trying to make it something that works best for producers around the state. So 8 in the morning. And there's a couple different ways you can watch or just listen to this. Is we do have a link, and you can watch this through Zoom. And that way you can see there's going to be some slides, and it's going to be picture-oriented, and that'll help quite a bit. So we have that on our website. We're passing the link to you, Brian, on how to get in touch with that. And then there's also a call-in number with an ID you have to put in, and that's if you're just out in the field and you don't have internet, and I get that, and you still are curious and want to listen in, we have that call-in number too.
And you guys are asking for people to RSVP for the free webinar, though, by email too, right?
I just know how busy it is out there, and you sign up for something, and a few weeks later it happens, so you can just sign up on that link, and it'll email you the day before to remind you that it's going to be happening.
That is very handy. It's that RSVP for the email reminder is cropresidue.eventbrite.com. My guest, once again, the Executive Director of the Cobb and Ag Water Alliance. Greg, for those listeners out there who don't know much about CAWA, tell us a little bit of history and what your guys' main purpose and mission is.
Yeah, so we're an association of about 17 different agricultural organizations around the state, and our goal is to support and preserve irrigated agriculture and do that by providing information, support to producers around the state related to water resources, and also do a bit of advocacy for those outside of the ag industry so they have a better understanding of why and how producers use water and what the decisions that they make. We've been doing a couple of different webinars over the summer just to try to keep a presence in the ag community and provide something that is easy to access while everybody's pretty busy right now. And after this, we're going to be doing, should hopefully soon have a series of just radio interviews that we'll be putting out talking about other issues like waters of the U.S., Reg 85, augmentation, just your basic water law, and trying to answer more questions that producers may have about water resources.
I hope you share those with the barn, and we'll make sure we get those online and get it on air if we can make them fit within our segment links on our weekend shows. How would folks learn more about the Cobra Ag Water Alliance and even maybe even become a member and support you guys?
So, yeah, you can just go on our website is coagwater.org. So just coagwater.org. And there you can go, and we've got quite a few resources on there, just documents that we've put out in the past, past events and presentations. And also, you can see upcoming events that we have. And if you're interested in being more involved with us, I mean, we're always, I get a lot of the outreach and events that we do, or whether it's writing grants and helping with producers on that front, is really just I get a phone call and or an email and someone asking, can you put on an event or can you talk to us about this issue? And it usually just starts from there.
You bet. So that's coagwater.org. We've got links posted on Inside the Barn for this upcoming Crop Residue Management and Water webinar that'll feature Joel Schneekloth, Regional Water Resource Specialist at Colorado State University, coming up Tuesday, July 28th from 8 to 8:45 in the morning. And you need to get an email reminder. You need to RSVP. It's a free webinar at cropresidue.eventbrite.com. Any final thoughts before we let you go?
That's it, Brian. I really appreciate your time, and thank you.
You bet. Anything we can do to help, we love helping the Carter Ag Water Alliance. Thanks again, Greg. Appreciate it very much. Take care and stay safe out there.
All right. You too, Brian.